Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter currently on the preferability of using one route when going for Eid, or when visiting a sick person, or when going for Hajj, or going in battle, or going for a janazah, etc. And using another route when a person is returning. And we explain that in Shariat, everything is done for a beautiful purpose. Our deen is such that everything is thought about. We are shown so much of refinement. There's a lot of wisdom in what we do. We don't do things haphazardly. Sometimes we understand the wisdom, sometimes we don't understand. But whether we understand or we don't understand, that is not important. What is important is we are fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But certain things we are shown the wisdom, certain things is nice to understand the wisdom also, so then we can appreciate the amount of beauty that is there in our deen. So from amongst the wisdoms is a person when he's doing a good action, then when he's en route to doing that good action, he should try and use one road, and when he's returning from the good action, he should try and use another route. Now we may ask why, the question is why we should do this. So this is what we were discussing these last few days. So one of the explanations we gave, one of the explanations is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this body. This body is our capital. The time we got is our capital. So when we utilize it to do good deeds, then these good deeds will be in our favor on the day of Qiyamah. And from amongst the things that will be of benefit to us is those places also that we did good deeds. One is the actions that we did, and one is the places that we did those actions. So for example, a person comes to the masjid, he reads salah in the masjid on the day of Qiyamah, the land also that he made salah upon, that land also will testify in his favor. That this particular person, so-and-so person, performed salah on me. Like that, a person made zikr on me, a person is walking, he's walking on the road, he made zikr. That land also will testify in a person's favor. So much a person benefits by making zikr and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the land. Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, would say that if mistakenly a person happened to commit guna at a certain place, then he should try and go and commit some, not another place where guna is taking place. But for example, he made some ghibat at a certain area. So near there also he should try and make some zikr of Allah Ta'ala, make some tawbah, show some regret that I committed some guna in this area. So what will happen is on the day of Qiyamah, that area also won't only testify against the person, but also testify for the person. This person made tawbah upon me, he made istighfar upon me, he was regretful of his action. So therefore, we find that the places that we are moving in also will be a means of testifying in our favor or testifying against us. So today's hadith, an Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yakhruju min tariq al-shajarati wa yadkhulu min tariq al-mu'arrasi wa idha dakhala makkata dakhala min al-thaniyati al-ulya wa takhruju min al-thaniyati al-shufla muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to depart by a shajara road and enter al-mu'arras, and enter by the al-mu'arras road. When he entered Makkah Mukarramah, he would enter by Thaniyatul Ulya and depart by Thaniyatul Shufla. Let's just explain this a little bit. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the amount of thought, amount of refinement Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will give to everything. We explained this before, that when entering the toilet, which foot, when leaving the toilet, which foot, when sitting in a toilet, how a person should sit. When a person is in the toilet also, which direction he must face, which direction he shouldn't be facing, what should be used, how many, at that time they were using cloths of earth, etc. How many should be used, water should be used. So like that, all these things have been told us, only with just regard to the toilet itself. Everything else thought was given, deliberation was given. So like that also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a system in everything he did. Organized, he was systematic, he was very, very well taught in what he did. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam would go out from Madinatul Munawwara, he's going to Makkah al-Mukarramah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he would use by using the Shajara road. The Shajara road is about 6 miles out of Madina Munawwara on the way to Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would use a specific route. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would depart from Makkah al-Mukarramah on this road, and he would proceed to Zul Hulaifa, where he would spend the night. Zul Hulaifa is a place normally where a person is leaving from Madina Munawwara, you stop there, the taxi stop there, person puts his Aram on, or sometimes the Aram is already won, but the two rakats namaz is read there. It's also famously known as Bir Ali. So this is the place. First, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use this road. He'll go to Zulhulayfa, spend the night there, and then he would proceed to Makkah al-Mukarramah. When returning to Madinah al-Munawwara, in other words, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming from Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he's returning to Madinah al-Munawwara, he would again spend the night in Zulhulayfa at this place, which is 6 miles out of Madinah Sharif. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would enter from al-Mu'arras. In other words, he's entering Madinah Sharif now from another road. Coming was from Shajara, and entering back into Madinah Sharif from Al-Mu'arras. This place is also approximately about 6 miles from Madinah to Munawwara. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yeah, it mentions that when he was entering Makkah itself, as he's coming close, his men entering Makkah, he would enter from Saniyatul Ulya. He would enter from a place that was, it was known as Saniyatul Ulya, as a high place, because it was high. One of the wisdoms, ulama explained, entering from a high place, is Makkah itself, Makkah al-Mukarramah, Baytullah, is something that is elevated, high in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter from a high place. And when he would leave from Saniyatul Sufla. Saniyatul Sufla is from the bottom end, where the Misfala end of Makkah al-Mukarramah is, that end where the Qabrustan also is there. The Al-Mu'alla Qabrustan is there towards the bottom end, towards the Misfala end. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would leave from that end. So when entering, he would enter from the higher end of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and when he's leaving, he would leave from the lower end of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Some of the wisdom, some of the hikmats of using one route and coming back in another route. Ulama have listed some of it. It's nice to know these things, because on the day of Eid, normally we just hear it, that use one road and return from another road. But look at the amount of hikmats here. About 9 different wisdoms are noted down, wisdoms for using one route and returning from another route. So ulama have mentioned that why a person should be doing this. These are just hikmats, in other words, wisdoms. We are told to do it, we do it. But sometimes we know the wisdom, sometimes we don't know the wisdom. First is the worship of Allah Ta'ala will be performed in more places. We explain more places will give testification for a person on the day of Qiyamah. So the worship of Allah Ta'ala will be performed in more places. Number two, 2 roads instead of one will testify in favor of a person on the day of Qiyamah. Number 3, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala will be more widespread. More widespread, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr will be taking place in more parts of the earth if we are using different roads and we are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poor can be assisted on both routes. Person using one road and using another road, some other road he may see some poor person, somebody needs some assistance. Now we're not only using one road, we're using both roads. So more people can be assisted by us using different routes. Next is, there will be a greater show of the power and the unity of Muslims. More people will have exposure towards Islam. More people will see Muslims. If Muslims are using different roads, if a person only uses one road, if all the Muslims only use one road, the main road, how will the people staying or moving in the outlying areas ever see the power and the beauty of Islam unless Muslims also use that route? So this is one of the benefits. Especially on a day of Eid, for example, you'll see that because thousands are going around the same time, so thousands are being exposed, or many people are being exposed, so many Muslims using the road at that time. Anyway, the next point is, it is a means of creating awe within the hypocrites and the enemies of Islam. Enemies of Islam want to see the destruction of Islam, yet they see the Muslims moving towards some good action, moving towards something of deen, some action of deen. So now it creates a bit of awe in the hearts of the hypocrites and the enemies of Islam. Number 8 is, it will be possible to visit the graveyards on both routes. There's a graveyard on maybe route A and a graveyard on route B. Now it's possible for a person to be visiting 2 Qabrustans instead of just 1 Qabrustan. In our time and age, sometimes we are driving every day past the Qabrustan. The minimum we can do is, when driving past the Qabrustan, don't be heedless of that Qabrustan. At least read 3 times Qul Allah, send the sawab to the people of the Qabr. And we are returning, we may be passing another Qabrustan. Yeah, we read 3 times Qul Allah and we send the sawab. So even though we haven't gone physically in the Qabrustan, because we are passing, we are going somewhere else, at least we can send the sawab to the people that have passed away. A person has this type of a akhlaq, this type of a condition where he considers and he takes into account also those people that have passed away. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that when he passes away, people will also think of him. Number 9 is, one may attain the blessings of both routes. Sometimes there may be 2 routes, and pious people normally pass through that road. There may be some blessings that we can't see. To take the barakat and the blessings of both roads, a person is getting an opportunity by using two roads. So there's so much more benefit of using two roads. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Look at the hikmat and the wisdom in our Shariat. Sometimes we just do things but we don't realize how much of hidden wisdom there is. Therefore Islam is such a beautiful religion. It's so rich in values, it's so rich in wisdom. It's just that it's a pity that we don't understand most of these things. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillah.